When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we now have to go outside the NFL to put Patrick Mahomes' greatness into context. He became the seventh player in NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL history to win three championships, two regular season MVPs in his first seven seasons. He joins the likes of who? Larry Legend, Bill Russell, Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio. Talk to me. And you'll notice he's the only NFL player on this list. Someone who knows about making history, I would say more so like in the digital space, the YouTube world.
You know,
that would be Pat. Wait, we don't have it's a snow day, so he put on short sleeves. He covered half the.
He's been in Vegas pumping iron, baby.
Thank you, Jeff. I only had like four drinks in the entire week out of Vegas. I'm very proud of myself. You know, yes, Sin City, something that might have got me in the past, but I'm a full-blown adult now. I got a daughter and a wife. I wore this shirt mostly because we're fresh out of the first kicker-punter Super Bowl. The kickers and punters stole the show, sure. So I just wanted to give them a little bit of love. Shout out to Tommy Townsend, Harrison Bucker, Mitch Wishnowsky, Jake Moody. They won the game and kept both teams in it. I'm proud of them. 200 million plus watch these boys kick balls, so just a little bit of love on this beautiful Tuesday here, Molly.
I'm with 99.9% of all of that. One part I would the extra point. Let's take the brand part off. I'm just saying.
That's fair.
Yeah. Right. He's a rookie. He's got a long road ahead of him, and obviously got incredibly lucky. Unc, how are you doing, baby? You look fantastic. It was nice to see you in person.
He does, right?
Yeah, you're much more jocked in person than people could ever imagine. I don't think people fully understand that.
You know what threw me off by you, which is the width. Like Shannon turns to the side, and it's like the width from the side. It's no joke.
Yeah,
it's serious.
I'm not sure.
He's not skipping meals.
P-Mac might be a little bit young for watching. Yeah. I grew up watching that. Them dudes were built different. The speed, the athleticism they all roll with. And by the way, he's from Crib. He's from Georgia. So we built different a little bit anyway. But like, when I'm telling you, that dude squole on a different level.
Special. Got two Georgia peaches with me.
You know.
It's a great time. Yeah. But I want to talk about Naptown. Actually, we're not getting there yet. Let's stay focused, Molly. Guys, okay. I'm still tired. I got to be honest with you. 6 days in Vegas, took a red eye home. You know, I'm hurting myself.
She had more than four drinks is what she's saying, P-Mac.
No,
that's not what I said. Live your life.
That's absolutely not what I said. There was lots
of... Hell of a season by you, Molly. Hey, Molly, hell of a season, Molly.
Thank you. You do what you got to do. Thank you. I appreciate you. All right. A hell of a season by Patrick Mahomes, right, P-Mac? Is Mahomes, tell me this, Stephen A. loves this term. He loves calling people box office. Mm. Would you say he's the most box office athlete today?
So I think it's such a fascinating question, and I love the term box office because that means business. And business is ultimately the root of everything. And when you think of box office, I guess you got to start thinking in the combat sports world. It's like, okay, Roman Reigns, obviously a tribal chief. I mean, this guy, 600-some days or 1,000-some days as champion. Obviously, everybody's watching. The Rock, Conor McGregor, a lot of people want to see him potentially get knocked out. That's big-time box office that he's been able to do. Then you go over to the world of a man who has more followers than the population of the United States of America, a man who I think the rest of the world would say is the biggest star on the earth, and a man who got me actually to download an app to watch soccer. You think maybe Messi? Maybe Messi's the biggest box office hit in the entire athletic sphere. But then you have to wonder, has there ever been a man? And I guess in the NFL world, it's the first time in the first seven seasons I saw the Hick from French Lick, one of the only people to have three championships, two MVPs. It's like Patrick Mahomes had over 200 million people watch him. Not only have a game-tying drive, but a game-winning drive in the biggest stage. I would say Patrick Mahomes is the biggest and best box office we have in the sports world, and he's only getting started. He's just 28 years old. Money is good around that man, and I think we're lucky to have him.
What you got, Saturday?
Oh, I 100% agree. And now listen, I got to defer a little bit, right? Because I'm looking at two box office dudes right in front of me. You know what I mean? We got Shay Shay, right? We got P-Mac, like different levels. You know what I mean? I'm just an old lineman. You know what I mean? I'm just making good, working for the company. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let me just say this. When I think about box office and you think about what Patrick Mahomes just did, and P-Mac, you just said it, in the first 6 years that what he's done has never been done with the shield, that NFL shield, which is different. And this guy, not only has he made his head coach now a known commodity on commercials with the little nuggies and all the jokes, and everybody loves Andy Reid now. He's got his tight end dating the largest pop star in the world. She's coming to all the games. Like you said, you got 200 million plus watching him and understanding. And then he basically takes the game over. The last drive of the fourth quarter and overtime, and just wills his team to victory. And by the way, doing all this as the nicest dude on the planet. I mean, it's incredible the way that he handles his business. And you were 100% right. It is all business, and you betting on that dude, your money's getting better every day.
Well, the only thing that saved the 49ers and gave them a chance was they ran out of time in regulation. Because if they'd had 30 seconds, they'd have ended this game in regulation. Patrick Mahomes has been box office. He has been box office. You talk about the 3 Super Bowl MVPs, the 2 regular season MVPs, but it's hard for me to believe that there's somebody in North American sports bigger box office than LeBron James. He's LeBron. And he moved the needle. Clicks, likes, mentions, jersey sales, conversation, $125, $30 million in endorsement and salary. It's hard, and I love Patrick Mahomes. I gave him the name Mahomes Boy. And then State Farm didn't want to give me no credit, so they started calling him Mahomie. You see what they did to them, P-Back?
That's messed up.
They cut me out. They cut me out.
Wait, Shannon, hold on. Put me on camera right now.
Okay.
I get it. King, LeBron James, there's been no one. I'm with you. But you think still now, you don't think it's like LeBron's a little past his prime,
no,
not winning championships, while Patrick Mahomes is in the midst of a dynasty?
Yeah, he's in the midst of a dynasty. But name recognition, brand recognition, you said box office. You're not saying who's playing the best. You said box office. Box office means ticket sales. Box office. Hey, P-Mac, I thought box office means money. Who generates the most money for whom? That's what I thought.
I don't know. NFL, most watched Super Bowl.
You said the NFL. I'm saying when box office, you're talking about that you're talking about that individual, not the entity.
Hey, Shannon, I'm going to say this. When I was in high school, Bron was a couple years older than me. His high school team, St. X, came and played the Pennsylvania All-Stars in Pittsburgh. The entire state of Pennsylvania put together an All-Star team to play against LeBron James' high school team. And I was in high school. Sold out the arena. LeBron has been selling out arenas literally since he's like 15, 16 years old. So I can understand why you're saying what you're saying. And then you think about Omar, who runs ESPN social media. He's literally made an entire career being considered one of the greatest interneters of all time off of LeBron James and LeBron James's family. Let's not even talk about just LeBron James. On the internet, he's been able to do it. But right now, I mean, if this question was asked like 10 years ago, I think to Molly's point, 5 years ago, maybe even 4 years ago before Patrick Mahomes has become Patrick Mahomes, I think LeBron James might be the answer. And I understand complete, because he still sells out every building he goes into, Shannon. Every building that LeBron goes into is selling out. That is just how it's always been. So I can see how that's
he's pretty big. I do think the Messi take's pretty interesting, though.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what he's done.
Sure.
If we're talking global box office, suddenly I'm into soccer. Like, what is this?
Me too.
P-Mac.
It's terrible to watch.
We're on
it's
the bandwagon.
It's a terrible sport to watch.
Pat, we got right on the bandwagon.
P-Mac, you said Messi with followers. You do know Cristiano Ronaldo has 600 million on social on IG.
Yeah, but nobody sees him playing right now because he made a business decision to go play in.
Yeah, right.
Middle East.
But it's business. Business.
Yeah.
By the way, I love his wife's show. She's got a good show.
Yeah, and well, Messi took like a percentage of Apple. That's also a great business move. And what he he got money from me. He got money from me. The whole Messi thing. So it's like
all of it.
And also, hold on now. Let's throw in another name here. And obviously, she's still in college, so it's not even. There's people paying like $1,000 right now to watch Caitlin Clark play basketball.
Oh yeah, in February.
February right now. That is. Yeah. I don't think that's ever happened before in women's college basketball. So money's good in sports right now. Money is good.
I think our power rankings are Messi, Patrick Mahomes right now. But here's the thing, Shannon's got that LA thing going.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead, Hollywood.
Let's look at it like this. Who do we believe is the biggest box office like in Hollywood? Who's the biggest right now?
The Rock.
The Rock.
He's box office, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Exactly. I don't keep track.
But I'm trying to think the equivalent, like a Denzel. But see, the difference is like
Tom Cruise.
Like football is like Tom Cruise. But see, football is like really an American sport.
Yeah.
Basketball is global.
That's fair.
Guess what? When the last time did you see somebody with a pair of cleats on at the mall or going to an Oscar event or a red carpet event in cleats?
Also, the helmet, Shannon.
Yeah.
The
exactly. Helmet. The shoulder pad, yes.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. If you get into that whole thing, I would say Michael Jordan then still. I mean, like, if you're going to say.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you got to put
still?
Like.
Tiger Woods.
Really?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Yeah.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Now, that's different levels of
box office. No, MJ more so than Tiger.
I mean, MJ, walks in anywhere in the world, that is different level. Anywhere. Well, it don't matter.
He ain't really walking anywhere, guys. I mean, they shut the whole thing.
Wait. So before we go, Shannon, so you agree, though, that MJ's more box office than LeBron?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
I mean, look, it's the two MJs, Jordan and Jackson.
Yeah.
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 That's different level of fame. There is fame, and then there's like
facts.
God, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson.
What about female? What about most box office female athlete all time?
Oh, my goodness.
Is it Serena?
Probably has to be.
Absolutely.
We're talking
I was watching tennis because of Serena. That was something we were all doing.
And when the Williams sisters came through, it was so much attention and changing the game in so many different ways. You know what I mean? Yeah. That Tiger Woods impact on golf. You know what I mean?
Last person before we go, and Jeff Saturday had this man's hands on his high hamstrings, we'll say, for a long time. Peyton's big-ass head is recognized everywhere.
Peyton's a huge star, and especially now him, like, just transitioning the commercials, the TV stuff. It's just continuing because he's so good.
He's going to have a B. He's going to have a billionaire before his time is up.
Ain't no doubt.
Yeah, all right. You guys can just get all the bumps.
That thing right there, that forehead, it's known everywhere.
Oh, would you stop?
Five heads, six heads, seven. Big.
Can I get eight? Maybe nine. Maybe nine. Maybe nine.
You guys get producers, you can get all 11, the bumps. We're good. It was a good conversation.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it. They won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. Let's head to the Big D, where that defense will now fall under Mike Zimmer, who was hired as the new defensive coordinator. Zimmer, who takes over for Dan Quinn, the new Commanders head coach, was previously the DC in Dallas in the early 2000s before later becoming head coach in Minnesota. Did you follow all that, Jeffrey, Saturday?
I did. Listen, when you think about what the Cowboys are trying to do with Dan Quinn leaving and bringing in Zim, they're going to try to get more physical, yeah, right? And, like, that's the whole deal.
Did they take a step forward?
They did. They did. They took a step forward. And I don't mean this as a slight from Dan Quinn.
Okay.
I mean this from the what they understand they're going to have to do to move forward in the NFC. They're going to have to get more physical in their front. Not their ends, not their pass rush, the middle of their defense. That means linebackers. I mean, basically, they had a defensive back playing linebacker for the majority of the year because of injuries. They have a lot of work to do. Zim will get that part fixed. And, again, they have – Diggs will be back on the back end. So they're going to be just fine back there. But they have got to get more physical because you're seeing what happens to them. As teams come in and they don't play finesse ball, they play get after you ball, right? Green Bay came right at them, charged right through, and Dallas put up a bunch of numbers that were meaningless on offense. But when you think about how Dallas is going to have to win to compete against Detroit and compete against San Francisco and continue to compete against Green Bay, I think Zimmer brings a lot of credibility and guys who enjoy playing at that style of physical football.
Yeah.
I agree with everything. I want to echo everything that you said Saturday is because I do believe Zim will make them more physical. And physicality is something that's been missing from this team. They want all the flash. You want the splash plays where we're getting after your quarterback. But if you do not have the ability to stop the run, you must take away the run first before you can get after the opposing team's quarterback. And far too long, you look at they getting pick sixes and they get sacking the quarterback. But when a team coming in and says, we're going to punch you in your mouth, now all of a sudden they're on their heels. And Michael Parsons says, I heard him say something very interesting. And people always say the Cowboys, they talk about we them boys. But I heard Michael Parsons say we need more boys. So are y'all them boys or do you need more boys? But they also need the guys that they have to play better in big moments. Far too many times we've seen this team in the playoffs and their star players on both sides of the football come up small. So until that changes, nothing else really matters. You can be physical all you want to Saturday, but you know once you get to the playoffs, you need to ramp up your intensity. You go preseason. You go regular season, and you have to take it up even another notch in the postseason. And in the last three postseasons, the Cowboys haven't been nearly as physical enough. We can talk about Dak's shortcomings or he didn't play well, but that defense did give up 48 points to a first-year starter.
Yes.
They did go on the road and get the brakes beat off them last year in San Francisco. And then San Francisco came into their building the year before and beat them like a drum. Because they're not as physical on the defensive side. They're not as physical on the offensive line either, but we're talking about Zim and what he brings to the table.
Yeah.
Zim is familiar with the Cowboys structure. He understands Jerry. He has great personnel to work with. Now it's just a matter of getting those guys to play at a consistent level consistently.
Yes. And you think about what Zim is capable of. I think about it from this perspective. When you talk about Micah Parsons, part of what makes defensive ends easier to control. And I say this because obviously he is an upper echelon defensive end, you know, defensive player of the year type player. But when they line up in a specific spot all the time, it makes it much, much easier to block him. And I felt like as the season progressed, you kind of circled, okay, you know where he's going to be.
Yeah.
Those other dudes have got to step up and make plays and be as disruptive as Parsons is and be as violent at the point of contact as Parsons, because what happens is dudes get fatigued. Like whether you believe it or not, like in games, in season, you and I both know this. I mean, it just, it gets fatiguing on you. And if you're the only guy that you feel like, hey, I got to rip across this guy's face, close down this B gap, I'm taking two because the linebacker can come free and make the play, then you start ad-libbing. And I think that's kind of what I saw to their defense. So sometimes you saw some ad-libbing or not nearly the physicality that you would come to expect. There'll be no tolerance for that. Like that he runs a tough shot.
Yeah. And then I
one quick thing, Molly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Micah needs to get more physical in the run game.
Yes.
Okay.
He needs to get more physical in the run game.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Let's get physical.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. I tried to sing it so softly because I have the worst voice ever and I'm so tone deaf. It is beyond.
Tell.
It's like nose, it's nasal, it's tone deaf, and it's just horrible.
That's Olivia Newton-John. Is that who?
I agree with everything you said, Molly, about your voice.
You're such a hater, Shannon. Hey. And it's like so messed up. And
I'm agreeing
so
with you, Molly. How if I agree with
you? So messed up.
Help me understand what hate is. I thought if you agree with someone, how is that hate if you agree with what they said?
It's cool, Shannon.
You kicked her while she was down. She was fishing for a compliment.
Yep.
You didn't give it.
Yep.
That's the best time to kick a person when they're down.
No, I have a serious question, though.
Yes.
We don't need to talk about my poor voice. The NFC East, I do find it really interesting next season, guys, when we look at, we don't know what the Giants were. They were a hot mess, right? Daniel Jones was injured. So we'll see what happens there, what the situation. It seems like there was some discord with the coaching staff also as well, so we'll figure that out. Then we see what the Commanders did, right? We got new ownership, bringing in new coaches, clearing that staff out, what that's going to look like. And then Dallas dropping the ball again. I mean, when you're looking at it now, Shannon, would you have Dallas coming back to win the NFC East?
Yeah, they'll take a step forward and be one and done in the postseason.
Even over Philly, though, because the other thing, Philly had some injuries. So I think part of it was that. Like, Jalen Hurts wasn't healthy.
Well, now we're going to see, was it all health-related, or did Jalen Hurts take a step back? We're going to find out, because we believe that he was injured. Now, I did see him at the Pro Bowl, but we'll see if he was injured and he comes back and he plays like he did 2 years ago as opposed to last year. There's a lot of things. That defense is needed of a major overhaul. They need to go on HGTV because they need somebody to do a reclamation project on that defense. They're not good.
Fangio will get that part. He'll get that part. The Kellen Moore part for me, I'm just not sure. I got to see this thing. The fit for me is just – It's a little bit question. I think he's a great play caller, but like what Hurts does and what they want to do, and they want to be physical and run it, and then I don't know.
All right, we got to go. Hey, Shannon.
We got to go.
Shannon, I'm going to have a huge Super Bowl party down in New Orleans next year. Just keep waiting for your invitation, okay?
I'm just showing up anyway.
Just keep waiting on it. I'm going to invite your whole team. I'll start naming folks, but you keep your behind at home.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, he's fresh off a Super Bowl win that now makes him a two-time champion. We now welcome to the show Chiefs wide receiver. That's right, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Marquez, thank you so much for being with us, and congrats on number 2 back-to-back.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me. It's an honor.
Of course. All right, let's get into this game. So this is obviously your second straight Super Bowl, going into the half with a double-digit deficit. Both times you come back. What is being said in the locker room at halftime?
To be honest, not much, man. We're used to it. We got a super resilient team. We've been battle-tested all year. And so just going in and say, hey, just be us, play a better second half, and we'll go out and win this game.
Marquez, when I look at you guys, you had some struggles during the season, and I've been very outspoken about the wide receiver group. You had a lot of drops, but you had the big catch. You had two big catches in Buffalo. You have the big catch in Baltimore. You have the touchdown catch in the Super Bowl. What did Patrick or what did Andy say to you guys when you the receiving core or your offense was going through some of the struggles in the regular season? Because I don't think outside of that locker room and your fan base had you guys to end up being in this position considering how you struggled offensively during the year.
Yeah, man, we had pretty much the same group that we had last year, the same, you know, same playmakers that helped Pat win an MVP and help us win a Super Bowl. You know, so I think with us being able to go out and, you know, just be ourselves and, you know, get out of our own way, you know, that was the issue that we were having all year, just getting in our own way and being able just to be resilient and shake back. You know, we knew we had a special group and a special team, and so we won another Super Bowl.
Marquez, you got the party started. So you scored the first touchdown of the game for the Chiefs. It was also your first touchdown in a Super Bowl. What's going through your mind, in your head, after you scored that touchdown?
Let's get another one, man. They had a really great football team. And we knew we had to score some more points to put that game away. Our defense was playing lights out. And we knew if we just scored a couple more touchdowns, we'd be able to win that game.
Marquez, let me ask you this. On the game-tying field drive and the game-winning drive in overtime, what's being said in the huddle and what's Patrick's demeanor like on those last two drives?
Man, he was just calm and collected, man. We knew we were going to win that game 100%. We just needed some time to go out and do it. I think that was the beauty of it, especially going to the last two-minute drive and then the overtime. We just had to go down and score, and we were just excited about the moment. Nobody was anxious. Nobody was nervous. And when you got 15 back there, anything's possible.
Yeah, it seemed like you guys were cool. I want to stay with the quarterback. So you played with two all-time greats, right? Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. What would you say, Marquez, is the leading quality in each guy that makes them so great?
Man, they're both unique, but their competitiveness. You know, I'm forever indebted to Aaron for jumpstarting my career. He's just a great friend of mine. Forever be a friend of mine. He was one of the first people to text me after the Super Bowl to congratulate me, tell me how happy he was for me. And then with Pat, you know, his competitive nature as well. You know, you see it week in and week out, just willing his team to victories, just the fire that he has. I played with two of the best to ever play this game.
It was reported, Marquez, it was reported that EB came back in and he talked to you guys before the Baltimore game. And I felt that was a lot of what was missing was the accountability and the juice that he brought on a weekly basis being the OC. Was he able to come back in and talk to you guys before the Super Bowl, if you care to elaborate?
No, he didn't come back and talk before the Super Bowl, but, you know, right before that AFC Championship game, you know, just him taking his time out to come and just holler at the guys, man. You know, we're grateful for him. You know, what he did here and how he helped us win a lot of games. His fire that he brings in, you know, it's electric. And he's one of those guys that the moment he walks in, he's just going to demand the room. You know, he's 5'5", but he walks like he's 6'10".
Marquez, let me ask you this. So we all knew, right, Kansas City, we knew the offense was fire. The defense really stepped up this year. Just incredible. One of the youngest defense in the league. Next year, you're going to be going for the three-peat. We're talking real history there with the three-peat.
Yeah.
What's the most important thing that everybody needs to do to be in position to make that happen next February?
Not get in our own way, man. I think we got a really special team. It's going to be hard to three-peat, but it was even harder to go back-to-back. And so I think that if we just, you know, keep ourselves together, not get in our own way, just fix the pieces that we need to fix, I think we got a really good shot of doing it again.
So, in the locker room after the game, Andy bring you guys up. What's he saying? Obviously, the emotion is the jubilation. Yeah. So, what did Andy say after that game?
Man, he was just so elated. You know, you don't really get a lot of emotion out of Coach Reed, you know, throughout the year. But you know, after that Super Bowl victory, man, you could just see the smile on his face and how happy he was. You know, just all the adversity that we faced all year, just to see him be that happy, you know, just it almost brought tears to guys' eyes to see, you know, all the hard work that he's put in. He's in this building more than anybody, you know, and he was just elated.
I heard Patrick say after the game, this is his most gratifying, his most satisfying mm-hmm. Super Bowl, considering all the adversity that you guys, from an offensive standpoint, went through this season, and being underdogs in Buffalo, being underdogs in Baltimore, being underdogs to San Francisco. Can you speak to what Patrick is talking about, how gratifying and satisfying this one is compared to the other one that you won last year?
Yeah, I mean, last year was, you know, nobody believed in us, but we still were the number one offense in the league. And so, you know, people knew that we could score points, you know. So going into this year, you know, no one had faith that we would be in this position. Everyone thought that we couldn't score enough points to win. We couldn't go play these great defenses week in and week out to go out and win. And so being able to go back to back in this stage, you know, it was we earned that. And that can't ever be taken from us. We're the best team in the NFL, and that showed on Sunday.
MVS, I think it's fair to say that the Kansas City Chiefs can play on the road. Patrick Mahomes still got it. I'm just thinking of all the narratives that we had going. Obviously, you got your second ring. Congratulations. But before we let you roll, the producers in the control room, they want to see this chain you got on. Can you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can you
now look at that.
The chain for him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. 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 Who made that for you?
Hold on. That shot, hey, hold on.
Shout your jeweler.
Yes, the Swiss Shop GLD, man. The boys got me right after the bowl. Got me right to make sure I got this one ready for the parade to rock on my neck.
M.A. Marquez, you had to have that put in motion. That ain't no turnaround from Sunday to Tuesday.
Yeah. We already knew we was going to win. That's all that was. Yeah, we already knew we was going to win.
He knew.
Yeah. Now we ain't.
He knew.
Yeah, we started on
that. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Marquez, we so appreciate the time. Enjoy the parade. Enjoy all of it. Soak it all in. We can't wait to see you guys back at it next fall.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you. Have a good one.
Congrats, bro.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Nobody out here doing it with blocks except Victor Wembanyama. The Spurs rookie put up a stat line that has never been done before. 27 points, 14 rebounds, 10 blocks, and 5 assists in just 29 minutes. Kendrick, talk to me. How good can Wemby be in the league?
Molly, I said a couple weeks ago that Anthony Edwards was going to be the face of the NBA, and I was wrong as hell. It's going to be this young man right here, Victor Wembanyama. He is going to be the best player in the league on both sides of the floor. We have never seen nothing like him, the way he specializes defensively on the perimeter and in the interior. Offensively, I said this before, he's a 7'4 version of Kevin Durant with the handles, the ball skills, the pull-up tray ball. San Antonio has something special outside of the rodeo that they host every single year.
Sure do. You love the rodeo. But, Perk, it's not your first rodeo. All right, let's go to the West Coast. Shannon's Town, the Lakers stood pat at the trade deadline but are getting better through the buyout market. Guard Spencer Dinwiddie chose to sign with the Lakers over other options. His reasoning explained, yeah.
The two situations kind of felt like this, right? Let's say you were a kid and you got your ass whooped by the bully. Dallas would have been like your mama being like, it's okay, baby, don't worry about it. Lakers are like, your dad, nah, you better go out there and fight till you win. You feel me? And I just felt like that was what I needed at the time.
Obviously, won in-season tournament, have played big-time basketball the past several years. Obviously, sometimes it's hard to maintain that, you know what I'm saying, throughout a whole season, but at the end of the day, they know how to win. That's what you know. Every night, they're going to get somebody's best shot just because of the name that's on the front of the uniform.
All right. Nightcap. Oh, he's not here. There he is, yeah. Club Shay Shay. Hall of Famer. Parties that he doesn't invite people to. What else? Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
First Take. Did I miss anything?
Molly's his resume longer than the Christmas break.
Yeah. Try to be objective. What's the Lakers ceiling this season?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know this, the ceiling. You know the ceiling is perk. Like Michael Jordan said, the ceiling is the floor. The finals. They can get to the finals. If D-Lo going to keep playing like this, and Anthony Davis has only missed a handful of games. That's all I wanted. I done won my bet with Stephen A. Stephen A. say he going to miss 15 games by Valentine's Day. Well, guess what? I ain't getting a bouquet of roses, but I'm going to get something better than that, perk. Their ceiling, they can make the finals. With Anthony Davis playing the way he's playing, LeBron coasting, I ain't giving you 25-7-7, perk. And D-Lo, D-Lo been on that thing. And then we got the Kobe of the Ozarks. Look, put perk up. Stand up. Sit up in your seat. You slump down in your seat. The teacher is talking to you, Perkins. The NBA Finals are their ceiling.
Look, you are so wrong. You are so wrong. And here's why, okay? First of all, their ceiling is the second round, okay? They're not better than the two teams that we watched battle last night in the Western Conference, and that's the Clippers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's first off. And they proved to us what that game showed us is that you have to have elite wing defenders in order to make it pass and contend for a title. The Lakers don't have that. And then let's talk about the defending champs. The Lakers haven't beat them since I don't know when. Like they haven't beat them in forever. So when I think about those three teams alone standing in the way of the Los Angeles Lakers, it eliminates them from even thinking about winning the title this season. And you know how I feel about LeBron James. He's the greatest player to ever touch the damn basketball, but he also is 39 years of age. And we saw last year, we saw what kick in. We saw fatigue kick in the postseason. We saw him get tired because of the load that he had to carry throughout the postseason. And we don't know what Anthony Davis is going to give us on a consistent basis in the postseason. And he has still to this day, he still has to look at Jokic and say, you know what? At some point, at some time, I'm going to have to go through him, or I'm going to have to go through Carl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert, and it's not going to happen.
All right, so Shannon, let's go over to the primrose path, and I'm going to take you down it and show you what needs to happen for the Lakers. I'm going to construct what needs to happen. All right, number one, as of right now, they're three games back of the number eight spot, which is held by the Dallas Mavericks. And in a weird aside there, I don't really understand what Spencer was talking about with moms and dads and whatever and why he chose the Lakers over the Mavericks. But Kyle Kuzma came out yesterday and told The Athletic that he had the Wizards and the Mavericks had agreed to a trade for Kyle Kuzma, and Kuzma asked them not to trade him to Dallas, and the Wizards honored the request, even though they didn't have to. So now we have Spencer Dinwiddie and Kyle Kuzma, so they don't want to play for Dallas. That's an interesting little side note. But I will say that Dallas has won five games in a row. They are playing well right now. They are three games ahead of the Lakers. So the Lakers really need to walk down the eighth seed. Why? Because if you are the nine seed, you're looking at Steph in the first round in the play-in. And even if you get by that game, you got to win two games. The big disadvantage between eight and nine is you got to win two games to get in. And Perk is right. I know LeBron looks great, but at 39, you don't want him to have to play two games, then immediately enter a series. So walk down the Mavericks or whoever else is in front of you. You got a break because the Jazz have kind of disqualified themselves. They tore pieces off at the deadline. Now, you get potentially Oklahoma City in the next round, in the first round. I think they could beat Oklahoma City because they have size on them. They've had success against them home and road this year. Then you try to make things interesting with LeBron, AD, and your defense.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know what, Perk? Maybe the Western Conference Finals is as far as they get because we see them get to the Western Conference Finals through the play-in. And D'Lo wasn't playing last year like he's currently playing. I believe Austin Reeves has stepped up his play. And Anthony Davis has been more consistent this year than last year. And LeBron is LeBron. So with those four pieces, and now we got Dinwiddie, we got a guy that can give us 10 to 12 points off the bench with Rui and Christian Woods, I like it. I like it, Perk.
I think you're talking with your heart. and not your brain right now.
Yeah.
Because the top of you, the brain of you is telling you that the Lakers are not that damn good in the Western Conference.
We get to the West.
Because of Go James, you right.
We.
I mean,
put
that's what
it
is.
We.
I
love you.
Put
the
something
way.
On it. I guarantee you, we get at least to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay, let's put something on it.
Look, I'll put this on it. I'll put something on it. Damn it, if they don't make it, you better pull me on Club Shay Shay.
Man.
I want an interview. I want some of that yak too.
And when they get at least to the Western Conference Finals, send your boy one of them old puppies. That's what you do.
All right. Perk, Wendy, great to have you guys with us. And it's officially NBA season, as I said, so we'll be seeing a lot more of you. Shannon, you can't leave yet.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
10 active quarterbacks have made a Super Bowl appearance. Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson have multiple. Those two, plus Matthew Stafford, Joe Flacco, and Aaron Rodgers have won it as a starter. Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow got there and lost most recently before this season. All right, before I get to the question, really, really quick, I just want to say you're the best.
Oh,
listen,
thank you.
I know you had the coaching stint, but we missed you so much.
Oh,
we're so happy to have you back. And
I
we had an incredible season, and you crushed it.
I appreciate it.
Like, when we would do the A-list, everything.
We have a good time.
Stephen A. was here. He'd be saying the same thing.
He loves you.
You bring so much to the show. And enjoy travels with the wife, with the fam. Seriously.
Excited about it. I had so much
you're
fun.
You're incredible
I appreciate
on
y'all.
TV. Your energy. We love you.
Thank you.
Shannon, I think you're going to be sticking around here with us, so I'm not going to thank you.
Maybe.
Maybe. So he might be here for NBA season. We'll see how the contract stuff goes,
there
but I hope he is. And once we find that out, I would thank you as well. Okay, Shannon, tell me this. What quarterback outside of Mahomes is most likely to return to the Super Bowl?
It's not that I have the most confidence in him. It's that I have the most confidence in the roster around him. So I'm going to say Brock Purdy. My number two would be Joe Burrow. That's if they were to sign T. Higgins. But I just love the roster. I mean, you look at the 49ers roster. You look at Christian McCaffrey. You look at Debo. Now, it's going to be very interesting Saturday. What do they do with IU? Do they franchise him and bring him back for one more year? Because I believe somebody, if they leave him unprotected, I believe somebody's going to throw a boatload of money at him because he's upped his resume this year.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to say Joe Burrow and that roster of the 49ers, and I still have confidence in Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I would say the same, but I'm going to venture a little bit so it's not completely boring. I'm going to go Jared Goff and the Lions.
Yeah.
Listen, I think you know, he got there with the Rams, but he played extremely well. The throws he made against the Rams in their playoff game were spectacular. Again, they had the big lead on the 49ers. They have probably the best offensive line in the league. They're going to get better. They'll help Hutchinson at pass rush and solidify the back end of their defense. I like Dan Campbell. I think he brings a ton of energy. And for the way Goff got treated in L.A. to go back to Detroit, man, they love him in Detroit. And I would say that's my second. That's my
I
second.
Would really love to see Detroit win one.
Oh, I
you
think
know?
Everybody.
As long as the Giants aren't in, I think the whole country would be pulling for Detroit.
Oh, man, everybody.
Go ahead, Shannon. We got 10 seconds. Take us home.
No, I was going to say the only thing that concerns me about Burrow is his health. He can't seemingly stay healthy for more than one season that he missed the next. So this year might be the season he stays healthy.
All right, Shannon, Jeff, you guys have a good one. Mad Dogs will be back tomorrow. Bye, guys.
All right, Saturday, have a good one, bro.
Stay safe in the...